you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Happy New Year, everyone. It's January 2nd, 2022, and this is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm Emily Elena Dugdale, criminal justice reporter for KPCC and LAist.com. Northwest Pasadena has been in the news lately for a string of shootings, but gun violence is not actually new to this area. We spoke with a mother whose son was shot and killed in 2015, and it's one of a little over a dozen unsolved murders in the past decade. This mother also started a support group for other mothers who lost children to gun violence. This was a tough interview to do, but I'm so happy to be able to share this story, and we hope you enjoy this interview as much as I did.
Oh, here comes the truck. Yay!
A fleet of cars led by a vintage truck piled high with toys pulls up to the Pasadena Federal Credit Union. Sarah Tony Mendoza waves them into the driveway. She organized this holiday toy drive with the Lady Lowrider Car Club.
Thank you so much. Oh my God. So much stuff.
Women get out of the cars in matching black and pink jackets and unload toys. Mendoza does something like this every year in memory of her son, Robert Calderon.
He was awesome. He was an artist. He was a dreamer. You know, he wanted everything in life.
Among those who show up is Rudy Sanchez, a Pasadena Public Works employee who used to work with Calderon.
Young guy, full of energy, good spirits, and was just trying to do the right things. And sometimes things happen not as planned.
6 years ago, Calderon, with dark curly hair and a big smile, dropped off his mom at a holiday party. He went to watch Star Wars with his girlfriend. Mendoza said he was in a particularly good mood that night.
He drops me off and he gives me a kiss and he says, "Mom, I love you."
But she couldn't relax at her party.
People said at the party that there was something wrong with me at the end. And that was probably what by the time he died, right?
She tried calling her son.
It kept going to voicemail.
The next morning, Mendoza received a call from the county coroner.
I just pick up the phone. I don't even answer it. I see LA County. It's like, Robert's dead.
Calderon had been found suffering from gunshot wounds on the sidewalk around 10:45 p.m. He died at the scene. He was 27. There's currently a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of Calderon's killer. The case is a stark reminder of the persistent gun violence in Pasadena, which Mendoza says is overshadowed by the city's reputation as the home of the Rose Bowl and plush neighborhoods full of mansions.
They always say, "Oh, there's no crime in Pasadena," and there is crime in Pasadena.
The Pasadena Police Department reported 14 unsolved homicides in the last 10 years. Mendoza works for the city of Pasadena. She started a support group in her office for grieving local mothers who had lost children to gun violence.
I met a mother that lost all three of her sons. She had three sons and lost them all 1 year back to back. So when I think that I had it bad, she had it worse than I did.
That group fell apart when COVID-19 started spreading, but she hopes to bring it back because she said there's nothing else like it in Pasadena.
That group helped me to see I wasn't the only one. I'm not the first and I'm not the last.
At the toy drive, one of Mendoza's family friends says she also lost a loved one to gun violence. Sandy Avila is the president of the Lady Lowrider Car Club. Her husband was shot and killed in Pasadena while she was pregnant with their daughter nearly 20 years ago.
There's so much of that in the city of Pasadena that people don't know about. And we know about all this stuff and we've been through it.
Do you have justice?
Mendoza asks Avila if the police ever caught her husband's killer.
No, we never got justice for him either.
The police department, are they still working on that case or anything?
Not that I know of. No, I've never heard anything after all that.
That's the thing. Because it's been years, we should not have to be in a cold case.
As Mendoza piles toys into a basket and poses for photos, she says she's never not thinking about her son. It's always hard for her to get through the holiday season.
I'll never be a grandmother. I'll never go to his wedding. I had one son and I have no other children.
Mama, I love you. Mama, I need you. Mama, I love you. I do.
Calderon sent his mother this voice memo a week before his death. It was a thank you for buying him a Raiders ticket. Mendoza may never get closure on his death. She may never find out who pulled the trigger that night. but she says she knows what she'd do if and when that day comes.
You would want to sit down with that person and have a conversation.
I want to know what happened, yeah. I know people wouldn't understand that about me, but I do want to know. I want to know what happened, and I want to hear it from the person that did it.
For now, she'll have to keep waiting. On the 6th anniversary of Calderon's death earlier this month, she decorated the tree next to where his body was found, and she'll usher in another new year without him. Thanks for listening to this weekend edition of the LA Report. Suzanne Whatley and Nick Roman are back on Monday with the AM and PM weekday editions. Until then, be safe and have a happy new year. I'm Emily Elena Duckdale.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.